Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today is March the 24th, 2013. I know everybody that's have been to a funeral, average person who believe that there's something after death. They go, you know, some people believe in you go to heaven. Some people believe you die and you die in the physical body, and then you have a so-called spiritual body, or you going to live into the live in the spirit world. So now, in the beginning, the serpent in the book of Genesis, he convinced Eve that if they ate off the forbidden fruit, that they wouldn't die, that Eve and Adam wouldn't die. But that's not what God told them, and that's not what happened. Let's go to I guess Genesis would be the best place to start. Book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Now, first of all, I want you to note this, that he say man became a living soul. He didn't say that he breathed into him a soul. He said he became a living soul. So this body, or this man that God formed, he was the soul, but God breathed life into him, because that's what it said. It said, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Now, the serpent had convinced Eve. Let's just go to chapter 3 in the book of Genesis. Now, this is when God had created everything, and the animals and the people and everything, whatever. So God had created man already. So here in in chapter 3 of Genesis, he also had created the serpent. And this serpent was some type of a beast. Now, you know, people say that the serpent and Satan were the same being, but he was not, and I'm not going to get into that right now. But chapter 3 says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the trees which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Now, God told them that if they eat that fruit, that they would die. Now, the serpent wanted to convince them that they wouldn't die. Now, verse 4 says, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, Then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And verse 6 said, when the woman saw that the fruit was good and so forth and whatever, and she ate, and she gave to her husband. Now, what I want to say is this. They didn't die that day, but ever since that time, men and women have been dying. They don't live. We don't live forever. But now, people with different beliefs will say that you never die. You go to the psychic and they'll say, well, matter of fact, I've seen two or three books read. Several books where, matter of fact, the title was, You Never Die. And, you just sort of leave from one form of life to another. But this is not what God say. But the point I'm trying to get across is, you die. Everybody dies. And you're not conscious somewhere. You don't go straight to heaven or to hell. You are just dead for the time being until a certain appointed time. Now, Christians, a lot of the Christians who say that they are Christians and claim to be believing what the Bible say, even they are believing that you don't ever die. Matter of fact, I've heard of some big name churches here in America. And most all of the mainstream churches will tell you that you don't really die. They'll say, well, your physical body dies, and your spirit man or whatever, that's what they say, goes on wherever. They'll say, well, there's Christians will say, people who will claim to be Christians, they'll say they have gone to be with the Lord, and the scripture does not say that. You'd say that when you die, you just dead until the resurrection. Now, there are some scriptures that they read which they don't understand, and they claim to support the fact that a person never die. But now I'm gonna go in the Bible where they say they read the Bible same as me, and this is one of the main scriptures right here, letting you know, other words, this is one of the base scriptures telling you, outside of the one here in Genesis, that you die, and you're dead, and you're not conscious. One of the main scriptures is, and you may want to jot this down, or go back to it later on, in Ecclesiastes 9, I see 9 and 5. It says, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Now, when it says the memory of them, it means that they don't have any memory. People will remember them, but it says that their memory is forgotten. In other words, they can only remember anything. They're not conscious. Verse 6 say, also, notice this now, also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished, neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Now, this says that they don't have a memory. In other words, if a person, you know, if they had hatred for something or somebody, they don't have any more. If it's envy of somebody, they don't have any more. And it's gone. It's finished. Until the resurrection. There are other scriptures tell you about the resurrection. But I'm trying to get the point across right now that you die. That person die. And they don't have any life in them. They don't have a you know, a spirit body or something, that you don't never die. I mean, I've seen, and like I say, most mainstream Christians, I mean big mega churches, mega denominations, most of them will say that you never die, that you have an immortal soul, and God says that you will die. After they ate of the fruit, people have been dying ever since. Nobody lives forever. I don't care how long they live, they soon eventually die. Now, let's go to another scripture here. In Psalms 115 and verse 17. Now, this is the psalmist was writing and saying things to God about God, or was praying, or what have you. Now, verse 17 say, the dead, notice this, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. So, if you're dead, you don't praise the Lord. You don't pray to the Lord. You don't have any memory. You are just dead. Now, see what happens here. People have been convinced. You know, there's a lot of stories and testimonies about people who say some say they had near-death experiences. Some have claimed that they have actually died and they went to heaven, or they went to hell, or wherever, but they did not die because they were conscious. Now, for all practical purposes, the medical doctors or what have you, they may not have been able to detect a pulse, what have you, but they were not dead, because there are a lot of cases where people thought folks were dead, or people were dead, and they came back. And they have these near-death experiences, and some say they were dead. You know, I've heard of cases where they say, well, the doctor say that I was clinically dead for, you know, 40 minutes or an hour, 3 hours, or what have you. And I had this dream or this vision. And, well, they don't say that. They say, I left and I went to heaven, or I went to hell. I was on my way there. I went through the tunnel, or what have you. Now, actually, all this was a vivid, it's like a dream. But they don't say it was a dream, because when they are in that altered state of consciousness, I mean, it's like being, deep hypnosis, and there are certain things that people might, it's either in their subconscious or what have you. And they pick up on this stuff, and you know, your subconscious mind in your dreams, you can have, you can dream. I mean, things are so vivid, it look like it's real. I mean, you can just have dreams in normal sleep, And dreams can be so vivid that, you know, you can dream about somebody, and you know, in your dream, you know, you just know that they are there, and they are dead. They've been dead for I don't know how long, and you know, you can just touch them. You can, you know, you have everything there, but you wake up, you know, and you know it was a dream. But these people, since they were supposed to be dead, they were so far under, and these dreams or vision were so vivid till they thought that they went to this place. And when your subconscious mind is already programmed to believe that, you know, you believe that anyway, that you were going to heaven or whatever if you died or whatever at then. So, you know, it takes over. It takes over in that state of consciousness. And so people swear, you know, that they've been to heaven, or some say, well, they went to hell, and you know, they prayed and God got them out of hell and sent them back and what have you, and they heard voices, somebody told them that you know, you need to go back or what have you. But the point about it is they were not dead. They thought they were. Medical doctors, in a lot of cases, thought there was. Now, let's look at again in another scripture here in Psalm 6, in verse 5. This is what the psalmist was saying: "For in death there is no remembrance of thee in the grave. Who shall give thee thanks?" This is what he was praying. This is what he was telling God, and they knew, because they were, these people was led by God and the prophets and so forth. They, anybody knew the truth, they did. And this psalmist said that, "For in death there is no remembrance of thee in the grave. Who shall give thee thanks?" He was talking to the Lord, praying to God. So this was another case here. Let me go to, let's go to Acts 2nd chapter. Now David, remember that the scripture said that David was a man after God's own heart, and he did a lot of stuff, and he sinned and so forth, but God did save him, and Jesus Christ, you know, came through the he was the offspring of David. Now in the book of Acts, now this was after Jesus Christ had died and was resurrected, and he was gone back. He was gone, well, I won't say back, but he's gone to heaven. He had ascended up. And the Peter was preaching to these people here, and this is part, I'm not going to read the whole thing here. But in verse 29, there was other word they were talking about the resurrection. But in verse 29 of chapter 2, and Peter was preaching, he said, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day." In other words, he says, this David is dead and buried, and his grave is still with us today. Now, I'm not going to read all of these scriptures because I don't have time, but I'm on that over in verse 29 in Acts 2, but I'm going to skip the rest of this, and you can read the other for yourself, and you can read it in context. Verse 34 says, For David, notice what it says, for David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith unto the Lord, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes a footstool. This was a prophecy by Jesus Christ. But he is saying, Peter is saying that David is not in heaven. He is not there. Now, if anybody was going to be saved or in heaven, David would be there. But he is telling you right here that David, even David, is not ascended into the heaven. Let me go to, let's see, 1 Corinthians 15 and 22. Okay. Verse 22 says, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. That's what I'm saying. Christ is going to resurrect everybody, but everybody, the ones that's dead when Christ comes back, he said, all die in Adam. Verse 23 says, but every man in his own order, Christ, the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at, notice what it said, at his coming. See, they'll live again at his coming. That's the resurrection. And the changing of the ones that are alive. This is what he's saying. Okay, I don't have time to go through a lot of scriptures, but let's go to 2 Corinthians and 5, 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. Now, this is where people get the wrong understanding. And matter of fact, they have even changed what this scripture really said. You've heard it a lot of times where people say, well, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know, like, you know, if you die right now, you're absent from the body and so-called spirit goes on, you be with the Lord. And people say that, most of the people, or the Christians who don't understand, that's what they say. They say, brother so-and-so, or Reverend so-and-so, or sister so-and-so, or whatever, has gone on to be with the Lord. And he or she or what have you is dead. They're still dead, and they will be dead until they are resurrected. Now, this is what I want to read to you. 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. This is what they get this misunderstanding here. He said, we are confident. This is what Paul said. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now, these people who misunderstand this, they think that he is saying right then that as soon as you die, you're absent from the body and you're going straight on wherever to be with the Lord. That's not what he's saying. Excuse me. If a person dies, let me see, can I get something here I can paint a picture about it. Let's say way back, Abraham died some thousands of years ago. Now, Abraham don't have any memory of nothing occurred after his death. He's still dead. And if you go to sleep, in most cases, you go to sleep and you wake up. Even a person that's alive. Now, you may have, it all depends on how you sleep. You may have consciousness of, that you've been asleep a long time or whatever. But that ain't that's not necessarily the case, because when Abraham is resurrected, he will remember just the last thing that happened to him, and it will be just like it was a minute. You know, he just went to sleep and he woke up, but yet it was thousands of years. So this in verse 8 here in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians said, "We are confident, and I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." And people have misunderstood that, and matter of fact, they've even changed the wording, because they did. A lot of times Paul said things that people just they didn't understand, and they was, you know, they were very easily got the wrong understanding of what Paul was saying. And let's see, a few more minutes here, maybe I can get this one in. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. He said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." This is what he said, they're asleep. They're dead, but they refer to it as asleep. "That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." In other words, when he'll bring them up. Now people think, well, you see what he says, that he's going to bring them with him. He's going to bring them from heaven down here. No, he's talking about the resurrection. Said, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." So they are not in heaven asleep. They are in the grave. Some don't even know what some of the graves are. People are going back to the dust. They can't find it. You know, they're going to be called by name. That's why it always says, "Need your name in the book of life." It don't make a difference where you are. Was it find your grave? Was it still there? That's not what's coming up anyway. All that's going to be gone. It's going to be the person, whoever it was, that'll be recreated, and that's called a resurrection. And this is another thing. People think that, you know, they call it the rapture, but it's just the catching up. Now, the other scriptures that, can I get this in, that people will say, they will read and say that this proves that people don't die. Let's see. I don't have time to go into this, but you go into write down Luke 16 chapter 19 through 31. 19 verse to 31 verse about Lazarus and the rich man, and they'll say, "Well, that proves that this rich man was in hell or wherever." But that was just a parable. Now, in 1 Samuel 28:3-19, when they read about the witch of Endor, they will think that this woman brought Samuel up and was talking to him, but this woman was a witch. She was just like the people today who claim to they're talking with some dead relatives or what have you. But the way they got it translated, you would think that this woman was actually talking to Samuel, but she was not. So you get a chance just write these down and go through them. Maybe I'll do another thing on this. I'm not sure. But anyway, Christians need to, other words, they need to be on the right path, because other than that, if you're teaching something that God says is not true, then you're in heresy. And you really, as a Christian, you really, your salvation, you know, you're really in danger if you accept it. Now, you know, you do something in your ignorance, and I'm not going to judge anybody. But if you find out the truth can be dangerous. If you find out what the truth is and you don't want to accept it, you know, that's, you kind of got a problem. Okay, I see my time about up. I'll see you next time.